Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, I'm telling you, this Saltstone is racking up big names for next summer.
Oh, yeah.
The Morton Amphitheater, they just added, this is one show, headliner is Toto, opening acts The Romantics and Christopher Cross.
Ooh.
Live Nation don't play.
Boy, Saltstone is just racking them in. If you're the proprietors of Sandstone, what are you doing right now?
I think there's enough room for everyone in this town. I really do.
Not when Live Nation is the one bringing them to town.
If you're an artist, would you rather sell out a Sandstone or a Saltstone, or go to the Sprint Center where they've got to put down those black movie theater style curtains because you can't sell, you know, 30,000 seats or whatever.
Sandstone can seat, I think, 15,000 to 16,000 with the lawn and everything.
I'd rather sell out at a smaller venue than play the gigantic venues.
But I think you're underestimating how many people can get into these outdoor amphitheaters. I think, like, for example, Saltstone. And by the way, if they ever adopt that name, Sam gets all the credit. He was the one that came up with Saltstone.
It's very funny.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So anyway, Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics, they're going to play on August 24th.
Bringing in the big names.
Tickets go on sale this Friday.
Now, I did see, I have not gone to check myself, I did see that it's a point of confusion of whether or not they make you pay for parking when you buy the tickets.
Yeah, I had a friend tell me she had to pay for parking.
I've also had a number of people tell me, because they heard us talking about it, that all you have to do is go down and say that you're not parking. You have to select your parking, and then you don't pay for
parking. My friend Tracy was like, we had to pay for it. I'm like, okay, we'll figure it out. I just saw this on Channel 4 up here in the studio, and it made me smile. When you think of the world's most famous houses in cinema.
Does that include TV or just movies?
Let's go with movies for now, because clearly the Brady Bunch house would be, right. You know, if we're talking cinema.
Or Golden Girls.
Yeah.
The Full House house.
Yes. When you think of famous movie houses, give me your top five.
Five?
Yes. Oh, if you think about it, there are the houses that are on all the tours, you know, as a tourist when you go and they drive by and they go, look, well, right there, you might recognize that facade. The 80s are chock full of them.
I can think of schools. I can't think of a house. You go.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay. All right. Great one.
The car that goes smashing through, and I believe in a Chicago suburb.
That is
every
correct.
Time that house comes up for sale, it's in the news.
The Home Alone house.
Mm. That Alone. Is probably number one or two. Something's got to give. I've always said with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton.
That was an apartment, though.
Nope, it is a house in the Hamptons, and it was the third, fourth character in that film.
Totally ridiculous, but Tony Stark's mansion in
yes!
Iron Man.
Yes!
a real house
built out of the side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Father of the Bride. That white colonial. Here another couple, and then I'm going to tell you why we're talking about this. A Christmas Story, 100%.
I've never seen it.
The Amityville Horror House.
Yeah.
Even though that was debunked as fraud, I would not live in that house. Literally no way.
What about What's-Her-Face's house in Top Gun, where he sits there and tells her that he wants to hear that record over and over again? And
Kelly McGillis's house?
Yeah.
Would you immediately recognize that the way you would the Home Alone house?
I've never seen Home Alone. Don't move. Don't you dare. Don't you dare move.
Moving
shame.
On, the Forrest Gump house.
Oh, mm-hmm. In the Deep South. Oh, my heart. The Forrest Gump house. Okay.
Also, by the way, I stand corrected. The Iron Man house apparently was CGI'd. It was based off of a real house, but they didn't use the actual house.
I thought that house was in the Hollywood Hills or Palm Desert. Anyway.
The Godfather house?
Oh, yeah. The real-life Home Alone house is in the news this holiday season again because exactly 1 year ago in January, it sold to new owners, and he just did an interview, and they had it on Fox 4. Okay. Few Christmas flicks have infiltrated America quite like Home Alone, except if you're Scott. The 1990 movie that turned Macaulay Culkin into a household name. To this day, its raucous comedy continues to captivate with its inventive traps and textured ensemble, not to mention Culkin's star-making performance as a resourceful scamp, Kevin McAllister. At the center of it all, of course, is the family home. The sprawling suburban mansion, for those of you who have not seen the flick, becomes this little boy's fortress as thieves are trying to break in. And the thieves are very, very famous too, by the way. We'll come back to that. The house is real. It is 40 minutes north of downtown Chicago. You will not be able to get too close to it as it is gated off. It was built in 1921.
This is the Home Alone house?
The Home Alone house.
I thought the movie takes place in New York.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's a gorgeous colonial. It's huge. And last sold in January. I think it was like 5 point something million.
Hmm.
And they interviewed the guy who lives there. For filmmakers to use the home at the time, Scott, the then owners received $65,000. And I don't know how long they filmed. Let's say it was 6 months. 65 grand. After the movie became a massive hit, the Abendschein's Quiet Life disappeared and was replaced by, quote, constant invasion of privacy.
Sure. I'm sure.
As fans from around the world flocked to see the house in person.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting here from the then owner, it went from a tinge of excitement during the filming to dear God, make this stop after just an onslaught of visitors. Mm. Something as simple as hauling the garbage out to the curb. It was like being in a British tabloid with the paparazzi. So the original owner has now written a book. It's called Home Alone No More. And he described his peaceful suburban retreat as crawling with tourists, their eyes agog with a mix of awe and entitlement as they stare down your front door. The threshold, he says, to what was supposed to be your private sanctuary. And I find the story interesting because you think about film and cinema and, oh my God, Breaking Bad.
Is that the one where people are throwing pizzas up on the roof?
Yes. They had to gate off the entire cul-de-sac.
Because they still throw pizzas up on the roof.
The neighbors are furious. They're like, go away.
By the way, Scott, since you haven't seen the movies, I'm not movie shaming, just letting you in. The first movie is based in their home in the rich suburb of Chicago. The second movie is Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Okay. I haven't seen that one either.
Un-American.
It doesn't make me un-American.
It changed hands about three times. They put the house back on the market in May of 2024 with an asking price of $5.25 million. It sold in less than a week. Now.
The answer is no.
Would you?
No.
if you had $5 million to buy a house, want a house that was so famous the original owner has written a book about what a nightmare it was?
No. Would you buy the Brady Bunch house, which is a real house?
No, and I'm not one for that type of style, but no.
But I mean, but you could rehab it. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to have the shag carpet and everything and the way outdated interior, but you could always rehab the interior of the house.
I wouldn't want, the looky-loos would give me anxiety. Mm-hmm. Even if they are the most lovely tourists ever, you know, driving by, getting out, and the pizza on the roof, my God, can you imagine?
Would you want to live in the apartment complex that they show in Friends? Every time you go outside.
Wasn't that a set? Oh, you mean the exterior.
The exterior was a real building.
That wouldn't bother me as much because you would have your own private sanctuary once you got into the apartment.
Yeah, but every time you go outside, there's a gawking crowd of people just taking pictures of the exterior
outside
of that building.
Outside of the Seinfeld Cafe. There's another example.
Well, and the cafe in New York where When Harry Met Sally. Which is a real
cafe.
I've eaten there.
The new owners have decided to keep their identities private.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
No, if I had $5 million to buy a house, you're not going to know where I live. Missile silo in the middle of Kansas.
But if you're rich enough to even have that house, why would you rent it out for $65,000? You probably poop $65,000 every time you wake up.
Well, it was 1990.
So?
They didn't realize when someone came knocking and said, hey, this is the perfect colonial. We're trying to film this movie. Mm. I don't think they realized what was coming. Or they never would have done it for $65,000.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in just a few minutes here on Dana and Parks, who knew leaf blowers could be so controversial?
Yes! Man!
What time are we leaf blowing?
Well, right after 5:30.
Sam, we're going to talk to you about that. Scott, you want to know what time Sam fired up the old leaf blower this morning?
It was earlier than I expected to. I didn't pay attention to the clock. I just had some leaves that were on my driveway that didn't need to be there anymore.
We are going to have a conversation about this after 5:30.
What time did you fire up the leaf blower?
It was too early. I fully acknowledge it.
Appropriate behavior as a homeowner.
Looked around, saw the school bus, and thought to myself,
whoops.
It's probably a little bit too early for that.
Yeah.
School buses roll through at about like 7, Sam.
He told me this today in the newsroom.
Again, it was too early.
I go, have you seen all of this controversy over the leaf blowers? And he goes, yeah, I fired mine up. And I go, what?
Too Too early.
Electric or gas powered?
Battery. It's quiet.
No, that is not quiet.
There's no such thing as a quiet leaf blower, not Sam. Quite
exactly.
Okay. Speaking of school buses, federal regulators say they are expanding an investigation into Waymo this week following reports that the company's self-driving cars are navigating around school buses stopped in the road.
Wow.
In Austin, Texas. In a letter to Waymo dated December 3rd, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said it will investigate the performance of the autonomous vehicles and their ability to follow simple traffic safety laws. The Austin Independent School District telling CBS News it is now aware of at least 20 incidents this year alone.
That's a pattern.
In which a Waymo illegally passed a stopped school bus.
Why would we think this was specific only to Austin is my question.
That I don't know. Waymo said it identified the software issue that contributed to the school bus incidents and it implemented updates on November 17th, which it said improved its vehicle's performances. The company is also planning to issue a voluntary software recall with the government next week, according to their chief safety officer.
I also saw a story where a Waymo drove right past a police stop and interaction.
Have that right here.
Where if I grazed the story, so I could be wrong, but did they say that guns were drawn?
Okay. We are not
just drove
there
right
yet.
By it.
We are not there yet Waymo with this technology.
Waymo into the crossfire.
It says here the driverless vehicle could be seen in the video making a left turn and passing a white truck pulled over at the corner by several police cruisers with their lights flashing. The suspected driver was face down on the street at the time. Immediately, police officers could be heard yelling at the vehicle to get away.
Oh, good. So it was post guns being drawn.
But instead of splitting, the Waymo appeared to slow down briefly and signal that it was turning right.
We're going to go right in front of you.
Officers could be heard yelling, go to your left, go to your left, go through.
Oh, it thought it was being pulled over.
I don't know, Sam. We aren't there yet. We've unleashed this technology onto our roads. They're going around school buses. They're going inside police tape. It's not prudent, I don't think, to have these on the roads yet.
I did see a bunch of Waymos in San Francisco when we were there this summer, and it's really weird.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them were not occupied. So I'm assuming they're going to pick somebody up and take them wherever. It is really weird being in traffic next to a car that has no one
in it.
There's
no one in it.
No one. And you're just like,
huh. The problem is you cannot code a car for every scenario. Like police pulling over an armed man and bullets are flying. The car is not going to know what to do with that. Will it know what to do when traffic stops in front of you on Shawnee Mission Parkway? Yes.
Unless it's a bus.
You can't.
Great point.
Yeah, that's clearly a design flaw in coding. Because you could say if it's a bus, the car recognizes a bus.
What do you do when you're in the back seat of that Waymo and it goes to drive around the school bus and you, as the human, can see a kid starting to walk around the front
oh,
of that
God.
Bus? God. You just cover your eyes and pray?
Yes.
Because you can't stop the car.
You can't control the car.
Whose fault is it? That's the other thing.
Well, there have been some issues with that already because there have been Waymos breaking other driving laws. And well, the company is like, we're not liable.
It killed a cat. Remember
oh,
Kit Kat?
Right.
Remember Kit Kat a few weeks ago? Oh,
yes,
my gosh. The memorial grows on that corner.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. I'm at a bar, okay, late on a Friday night. I get drunk, okay? I'm not going to drive my own car home. I'm too responsible. And I call for a Waymo. If the Waymo does something illegal and gets pulled over.
Yeah.
Am I driving drunk?
No. No. You're not driving.
Do they even have a steering wheel in them?
I don't remember seeing one, no.
So then technically no, because you're not in, you know, it's the theory that you were planning to operate said motor vehicle.
Well, you can get a DUI on a horse, and there's no steering wheel on a horse.
You can get a DUI on a bicycle.
I think if you're in the back seat, you cannot be cited for anything.
That's not true. If you are drunk and sleeping it off in the back seat and your keys are in your hand, you had the intent to
drive.
Those
are my keys. Those are my keys in my car.
If you're in your own car.
I know. I just mean in the Waymo. And by the way, let's talk about some good news, by the way, because I can see all of the cars in the dark behind me on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Starting today, we begin gaining daylight in the evenings.
That is false.
Today is the day. Nope. One of the meteorologists just posted this. Wink, that's Seattle, right? We just had our earliest sunset of the year.
No.
We are still losing more in the mornings until the winter solstice, December 21st.
That's when you start gaining
minutes. Then daylight increases overall. But starting today, we do begin gaining some daylight in the evenings. This is like a 30-year meteorologist.
But you're losing daylight in the morning.
Right, but she's just happier it's going to be brighter later.
It's always later for you and I, where I look out and I'm like,
It isn't until December 21st where we...
That's the solstice.
That on December 22nd, we start gaining like a minute or two of sunlight every day. That is the shortest, darkest day of the year.
Yeah.
Is December 21st. After that, we start gaining sunlight.
Did you know it's illegal, at least in Kansas, to put festive holiday lights on your car? Have you seen this around town?
I just saw one driving by the other night
that was covered in lights. One of the police departments posted this the other day and said, I don't mean to be all bah humbug, but this is illegal. People get pulled over every year for wrapping those lights around every square inch of your car.
I was driving home one of the nights last week and heading westbound on Shawnee Mission Parkway. And this other car was headed eastbound on Shawnee Mission Parkway. And it was completely wrapped in Christmas lights.
Don't you feel like it's at least easier to see the car? I mean, that car is not going to get broadsided because someone ain't paying attention. It's a rolling Christmas tree light display.
It is illegal because it distracts other drivers, obstructs standard vehicle lighting, and could mimic emergency vehicles.
Oh, come on.
In all 50 states, if caught, it will likely result in tickets and fines.
No one is going to see that and go, oh my gosh, am I about to be pulled over? Is that a cop?
Well, but it was, I'll give them this, and they're right about this, Sam, in what you just read. It was incredibly distracting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I took my eyes off the road and I'm like, what the heck is that?
From the text line. That's it shouldn't be illegal. It's festive.
I agree.
So are
maybe like having a bright orange car should be illegal because there are all kinds of other things that you can do with your car that I'll be like, really?
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So here's a story about leaf blowers, Sam.
Yes.
And they go through great detail about how
people want to ban them.
Leaf blowers are all but banned, especially gas-powered leaf blowers are all but banned in California. And then they brought it closer to home and write, but here in Kansas and more specifically Johnson County, the passion to ban gas-powered leaf blowers does not run high. Spokespeople at the larger cities reported no impetus for leaf blower bans or targeted restrictions as in California. City officials and leaders of homeowner associations in some of Johnson County's largest cities say there is no local trend to restrict leaf blowers. Most say they only rarely hear residents complain about them. Interesting.
So if you look up like the decibel level of these things, it's not friendly to the ears. Even when we're mowing, when I'm watching Johnny mow.
Yeah, well, it's,
I remember thinking the day like we were like mowing, bagging. Like the start up and the stop and the start up and the stop. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, are we like annoying the neighbors? I think the leaf blower sound is a higher pitch and frequency than the lawnmower. And so early in the morning and at longer durations, it is bad on the scale of like all noise pollution. It's up there as one of the worst.
So the electric leaf blowers clock in at between 60 and 80 decibels. A gas-powered leaf blower is 110 decibels, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is the sound inside of a football stadium.
Yeah, like 120 is a plane engine.
Okay.
It's also the point where sustained volume of that level for a long period of time can lead to partial deafness.
Makes you want to stab someone? Is that what you were about to say?
But you said 60 to 80 for the electric ones. That's reasonable.
Oh, it's not reasonable. It's 7 in the morning, Sam.
What did you... So, all right, here...
It was 7:15.
110 decibels is a rock concert, a loud nightclub, a car horn, or a chainsaw.
Not if it's my car horn.
So, you fired up the leaf blower at 7:15 this morning?
I did.
Man, tell me you're a first-time home buyer without telling me you're a first-time home buyer. Why, Sam?
I was getting ready for a client, and the leaves were blowing into my garage, and I wanted them not in my garage, so I blew them out.
Hating on leaf blowers and the owners who use them at 7 in the morning has become mainstream in multiple states. Over 200 laws and programs have been acted by cities, states, and utilities to guide people away from the loud and polluting gas-powered blowers. Gas-powered, mm-hmm. Okay?
Much louder.
Now, in my defense, I'm going to defend myself here for a minute, at least for now. There's been road construction going on in my neighborhood for the last, well, since we moved in. And at about, I don't know, 6:15 every morning,
jackhammers.
We hear beep, beep,
yep.
Beep, beep, and it doesn't stop. So I think my leaf blower is okay.
In Kansas, the city of Wichita pays its residents in the city and surround counties $100 to recycle their gas-powered lawn tools and replace them with battery ones.
$100, huh?
Wichita, that's crazy.
Sam, you're not going to have a lot of friends in your neighborhood. Like, what would you consider... I'm going to be Dr. Rick here for just a second.
9 a.m.
What would you consider to be a reasonable hour with which you could fire up a leaf blower or a lawnmower?
Is it light out?
Samuel!
Well, it's light out in the summer. It's light out at 5:30 in the morning.
Perfect.
Sam,
fire
no.
it up.
Sam, I'm here to help you. Help me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. You can't do that. That you want to be a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
What? Why?
Because it's wrong?
Because it's so loud.
So you're telling me I should get my mower out at 7 a.m.?
No,
I'm
telling you
neither.
wait till 9. I think 9 a.m. is a respectable time of day.
I agree with Dana on that.
Okay.
Let's go with 9 a.m. In the city of Leawood, they have quiet hours from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m.
7 a.m.?
Yep. In Lenexa, no lawnmowers, snow blowers, or other similar equipment that emits enough sound to be heard across property lines may be operated between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. Overland Park sets hours for just about any type of noise, including gardening tools, from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Now, on the late day...
7 a.m.? Wait, did I hear 7 a.m.?
No, on the late...
I heard 7 a.m.
I knew you weren't going to go there.
Can you say that one more time for me?
When they say 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I have to respectfully disagree. I think that needs to be slid, because 7 p.m., you could be mowing at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. in the summer. That's not going to bother anybody.
Doesn't bother me either.
It's the 7 a.m. that's too much.
And by the way, I'm not like running it for 4 hours. I go out and I blow the leaves off out of my garage and off of my driveway. It maybe takes 30 seconds, and then I'm back inside. And as far as my neighbors, I know the lady across the street works really early because I see her leave every single morning before I blow my driveway off.
Mm.
The neighbor to my right's too far away for it to matter. The neighbor to my left doesn't even live there. And the neighbor across the street parks in front of my driveway. What? He can deal with my leaf blower.
What about the people behind you?
He's methy.
Oh, my gosh. Samuel!
Oh, my word!
Oh, my God!
I was drinking coffee.
How do you know he's methy?
I don't know, but I was drinking coffee at 5:30 in the morning one morning. I was just sitting on my back porch drinking coffee, and dude is standing out there with a gas can over his fire pit pouring gasoline on an active fire. Tell me that's not methy.
Are there sheets in the windows as curtains?
There's a like 9 red giant, like what used to be yoga balls, I would guess, sitting in the backyard. Every time he mows his lawn, like 4 or 5 different fires start trying to figure that one out. Dude's methy.
Okay. How long have you and Mary Beth been in this house?
Since May.
Since May. So what is that, 7 months?
Yeah.
Roughly? Have you formed any decent relationships with anyone that lives around you.
So I love my neighbor to my right. He's an awesome guy. I've helped him out with a few things. He's helped me out with a few things. The neighbor across the street, we get weird vibes from, not directly across the parks in front of my driveway. Haven't talked to that guy. The one next to that guy, she's a wonderfully nice lady, but her and the previous owners were best friends. So like we've talked a few times, but it, by the way, this was long before I had my leaf blower. So that wasn't the problem. Just didn't get the greatest vibes. And then the people that live next to us found their dream home in Olathe and moved out. So.
Okay.
So the answer is you have one decent, the neighbor to your right, do you even know his first name? Okay. Do you know his last name?
I don't, but I can tell you what he did for a living, what he does for a living, how many siblings he has.
Is his last name Methy McMethface?
No, that's the guy behind me.
That's the guy in the back.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm not getting a good feel for your first time home buying experience.
I keep my yard clean.
It just doesn't sound like you're fitting in well.
What do you mean?
This is why we're talking about this. There are two camps when it comes to lawn noise, and Sam is in camp. I'm doing it. I'm up.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Okay, Ward Parkway is right there. I'm not the loud one here.
You seem a little defensive.
Sam, you do you. I'm just saying, if I, you know, I'm not an early riser. And, well, now I am because we've got Ears McEars in the house, and she gets up very early. But prior to 72 hours ago, I was not an early riser. And if I heard a leaf blower going off like right next door, I would probably be like, okay, wow.
Take a hostage.
Let's also, we maybe have a conversation about this.
If they decided to stay up and drink on a Sunday night and they're tired and hungover and mad that I'm leaf blowing, how is that my fault?
How do you know they're tired and hungover?
Otherwise, it's Monday morning. Get up. Get at them. Let's go.
No, Sam, I was not tired or hungover. I didn't have anything to drink yesterday at all.
I don't believe
it. Not one drop. And we went to bed relatively early, and I still slept in after I let her out.
And I don't do it early in the morning on weekends. I respect weekends.
How merciful of you.
Not everybody works Monday through Friday. I'm just saying. I would tread carefully, but that's just it's the mom voice in me coming out.
We've got to work on your home ownership, all we're saying.
What are you talking about? My yard is pristine.
I'm sure that your neighbors that hear that early in the morning are not driving by thinking, but his yard looks so nice.
Oh, we love that, Sam.
Love that, Sam.
He keeps that lawn high and tight. It looks really good.
Now, I did consider one morning mowing at like 7:45, and I waited until 9.
Yeah, wait till 9.
See, I would wait till 9 as well.
Wait till 9.
913-586-7798. Are you Team Sam or Team Dana and Parks? 913-586-7798 here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this morning, Sam fired up the leaf blower at 7:15 this morning. His neighbors love him.
And everyone calling in says they're on Team Sam. I can't believe it.
Not just everyone calling in. There's only like three people on the text line that are saying Team Dana and Parks.
Really?
What about 8 a.m.? If you said 8:30, I'd be like, all right, 8:30, I'm okay with that. Because most people are at work.
Let's go to Vaughn in Olathe. Vaughn, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. I just happened to hop on. I'm on Team Sam. You know, I'm about your age, Parks. I get up early though. I'm at work at 6 a.m. I'm up at 4:15, 4:30, and I get up on a weekend. I just get up. If it's daylight, I just start working. It doesn't bother me during the day. During the weekdays, definitely wouldn't. Heck, I'll go out and snowblow, at the morning at 4:30, and I would assume that my neighbors appreciate the sidewalks being cleared for their kids. And nobody's ever said anything. If they say something, you know, maybe I'd take that in consideration and change the way I do things.
But well, the only reason they don't say anything is they're in bed with a voodoo doll of you.
Well, that's a good chance of that. I'm sure there's some of them that don't care for me, and well, you know, I'm getting older and I don't really care what a lot of people think.
Vaughn, get off my lawn.
I know.
All right, brother. Be good, man. Take care. Chad in Odessa. Chad, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, this is Chad Bernard again.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hello, Chad Bernard.
So, Sam, all day. You guys are starting to show your age a little bit. I mean, and honestly, that's why I moved to the country, so I don't have to deal with neighbors. I don't have to look at them. I don't have to care about anything any of them say anymore. Hmm. So, yep, Team Sam all day.
All right, partner. We'll wrap it up with Shelley in Kansas City. Shelley, hello.
Hi. First of all, I want to praise this young man for actually owning his own home and taking care of it.
Yeah.
That alone deserves a lot of respect these days. He's out there doing his yard work early. He's trying to keep his place looking good. And honestly, some of these folks need to get a life. That's the biggest problem.
Okay. All right. We have been outvoted. Clearly outvoted.
And then this from the text line. Early lawn people are going to die. Wow, simmer down. We're all going to die eventually. Jeez.
Oh, my.
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau are Instagram official.
Oh, yeah. He took her to some big shindig with one of the prime ministers or something.
Mm-hmm. Went to Japan. The pop star, who is 41, shared an Instagram post over the weekend featuring intimate photos and videos.
Oh.
From a visit to Japan that included the former Canadian prime minister, who is 53. In one image, Perry and Trudeau are cozied up, posing cheek to cheek for an outdoor selfie.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. A video in the carousel showed the couple eating together and included moments of them looking lovingly into each other's eyes. As another captured the pair at what appeared to be an interactive art exhibit.
Why do you think people are so fascinated with that relationship?
Because it is a little bit unusual, don't you think?
Politician, pop singer?
Yeah. But is it any different than football player, pop singer?
No.
So,
you do you.
A powerful magnitude 7.0 earthquake struck in a remote area near the border between Alaska and the Canadian territory of Yukon over the weekend. There was no tsunami warning.
Oh.
The island of Alaska remained relatively unscathed.
What does that mean?
The island of Alaska did not suffer any significant damages.
When you say relatively unscathed, what does that mean? And I'm ignoring your joke.
What joke?
Well, it's an island, so it floated over the waves, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It almost tipped over.
Capsize.
Yep.
That's right.
The Mariana Trench. What, or the Mariachi Trench?
Mariachi.
Birthdays today. Nicki Minaj is 43. Kim Basinger is 72.
Wow.
Man, I had the biggest crush on her when I was a kid.
72.
Sam Hunt is 41 and Terry Hatcher is 61. We got to run. Bonus hour is coming up next. Check that out. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing. Back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.